Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tucker is in there again on Doncic. They'll double him with Westbrook. In the corner, Green, three, hit by Plumlee. It goes down. Plumlee the foul. Could be a four-point play. Josh Green puts it in.
The great Kevin Harlan with the call. He will be joining us momentarily. Thanks to TC Tim Collins for hooking it up here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. While Peyton tracks down Kevin, Shaquille O'Neal. Very, very disappointed in the Clippers' effort and performance, getting waxed by 30 last night.
They had no energy. They had no fight. They had no enthusiasm. Then they tried to play hero ball at the end by shooting those three. Like, you know, Paul had a surge of scoring late, but too late by then. You know, you can't be the go-to guy and have 5 points in the first half unless you're in foul trouble. And he definitely was not in foul trouble. So, you know, that's why I'm not really – never been on the Clippers bandwagon because those two guys are too inconsistent for me. You know, you can't go from 33 to 7 and 15 or whatever you had. Disappointed.
Always have to be careful in asking this question because we know the reality. So I'm going to ask, in your mind, is Paul George a Hall of Famer?
I mean, it's the NBA. Yes.
Yeah, based on the
that's
past,
not what I just prefaced everything so that you all didn't answer it that way. I just said, no,
he's not.
No, listen.
That again.
Is he, in your mind, a Hall of Famer? That's why I prefaced it.
No.
Yeah, again, yes, because you have to take that into account. You can't separate.
Yes, you can.
You can.
You can say, you can. That's our Eli Manning argument. You just weren't listening to it, and then you're trying to cover it.
No. The standard for
Paul George is a Hall of Famer in your mind? Ralph James Choppy is a sports fan.
Because the standard of basketball Hall of Fame has been set.
Oh, my God.
No, listen. And the Eli Manning standard has not been set. Because Jim Plunkett's not in the Hall of Fame. And he's got a two-time.
Do you think Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer?
No. But the Pro Football Hall of Fame standard is different, and it's been set.
Okay, so fine. So for the rest of the time when we have this NBA discussion, you can never say that guy doesn't deserve to get in.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And
what?
I don't say that. And I've never said he doesn't deserve it. Like, Chris Webber is not he.
So you don't think we can have a discussion about whether a guy deserves to be in? You're just going to say he's going to get in, so he is a Hall of Famer in your mind.
Right.
You can't say to yourself, that guy's not trash.
You're completely missing what I'm trying to say. The Basketball Hall of Fame has zero standard to it. We all agree on that.
That's what I said at the start of the segment.
Okay.
Yes.
So that is my threshold for the Hall of Fame. Football has a standard, right? And you hold guys to a standard there. That's different. I don't put, you know, Jim Plunkett has got two rings. He is not in the Hall. Is it Plunkett or Stable? I think it's Plunkett.
Plunkett.
He has, and he's not in. So Eli Manning is not guaranteed a spot just by having two rings. So the threshold is just different.
So we don't get to debate basketball Hall of Famers then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because it's a meaningless acknowledgement.
Okay,
the basketball. Let me
rephrase it for you.
Would he make it in the
NFL? If there was an RJ Choppy NBA Hall of Fame, would you put Paul George in?
Yeah, if they had the NFL or Major League Baseball standards, then no.
Just the RJ Choppy.
Yours. Why are you just making it so difficult? Do you think he's a Hall of Fame S player in your mind?
Oh, yeah, in my mind. Well, no. I can't separate
like in what
it.
You're
I refuse to separate it. Because the NBA
stick on your point.
Has made that so meaningless.
Okay.
Do you so think, meaningless.
Do you think
I have no frame of reference.
Do you think he will get in?
Yeah, he will get in, but I would not put him in. Like for me, for my standard, I would not. I don't look at Paul George. I think of Paul George at his very best is Robin. At his absolute best, he can't ever carry a team. He could never, and even there are times where he falls short of even being Robin. He's more like Alfred at times. And so to me, no, I would not put him in. But yeah, he will get in because they put all the slaps in the NBA. But no, I would not.
I don't know if he'll get in. I don't know. I don't think of him as good as Chris Webber. Chris Webber was on the fence for a long time. Paul George versus Tony Parker. Paul George versus Ginobili. I don't know. Paul George, very good. My answer is absolutely not.
Is he better than Chauncey?
Chauncey Billups, to me, is not a Hall of Famer. No way.
How many times has he finished top five in the MVP, Paul George?
I would say once.
Once.
Let's bring in the great Kevin Harlan on the D&M Leasing Hotline here on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Kevin. Thank you for joining the show. Are you can't be in Los Angeles.
I am. I'm heading to the airport and going home for about a day and a half. Nice. And then we'll either do the first game of Minnesota-Denver or we'll do game 7 of the Pacers and Milwaukee. So we're going to wait and see what happens tonight.
Kevin, do you think Paul George is a Hall of Famer?
I don't know. I would 9-time All-Star. That's interesting. I don't know. I don't know that I would say that. I know he's had success in his previous stops in Oklahoma City, and he began, of course, at the Pacers, and always considered among, you know, one of the top. I'd have to see how many All-NBA teams he's made. Maybe 4, 5. Of the three different teams.
Six. Ooh.
I think he'll be under consideration as international play for the country.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Will be taken into consideration. And if you look at some of the people that have been put in, playing-wise, they're pretty liberal. And I would think, I hate to say it, I think, not hate to say it, but I think he would be definitely considered. Sure, he's pretty decorated. He just hasn't won a title.
How stunned were you by a 30-point blowout last night?
Well, very much. You know, Jason came in last night and we've got a pretty good relationship with him. Our crew does, and he's very honest. And usually he comes in there bouncing pretty good and feeling good about his game tonight and everything. And I think he felt like, gosh, in a swing game like this with Luka not 100% and, you know, thinking that they got some momentum, I mean, the Clippers, and, they've got the home court. It would be a tough game, and it was anything but. That atmosphere in that building for the Clippers is not great. Lakers, it's terrific. Clippers, it's just kind of And I would say that was certainly in favor of the Mavs. Doncic didn't look injured to me at all. I mean, I got to be honest, after watching him labor the other night or afternoon, I was stunned at how easily he was moving and the confidence with his shooting, not necessarily his threes early on. I think he was 0-5 to start from three, but he really picked up. And, of course, the great security blanket there is Irving, because you never know when he's going to detonate and he's going to take off and do what he did the other day. I think coming back from 31 down to eventually take the lead in game four, I think that was significant. I think it gave them all the confidence they needed, regardless of location, of how they were going to handle that game. And they did. And the other thing I'd add is this. When Harden and some of those players begin to miss early, it happens with a lot of players. And I shouldn't pick on James. James has had a terrific series. Wasn't necessarily great last night. But sometimes when you miss your shots early, these guys can kind of think about it and they can't get out of it. Luka just continues to fire up. He doesn't care. But some of these other guys, I think some others, it affects. And when you start missing early, now you kind of begin to say, uh-oh, the pressure builds a little bit, and you just wonder where their game is going to take them. And as it turned out for the Mavs, it played right into their hands, and they ran away.
Kevin Harlan joins here, 105 through the Fan. Sometimes you get a different perspective being up close courtside. Can you tell watching this series that the Mavs are clearly the better team and it's just a matter of time? Or is it closer than that?
I think the Mavs, the way they finished, 16-2, and then they lost the two games at the end where they didn't play everybody. But when they had that run, I think they proved to themselves after the trade and they finally started to kind of concentrate and focus on defense that they could be as good as anyone, maybe not to the level of a champion Nugget team, but they're a unique team with how they're built. But if anyone was going to compete against them, I think the Mavs would have a very good shot. The West is so deep and young and has got a lot of good teams kind of congealing at the same time here. I'm speaking of Minnesota in particular, that road will be a little bit tougher. And I think that the next round, you know, the Mavs, if they go on to win it, could see a very talented but young, with not a lot of playoff experience, Oklahoma City team, which we just saw sweep New Orleans, and they did it handily. And I thought New Orleans came in with some nice momentum, and after, you know, kind of a close game one, after that it was you know, the Thunder just showing what had made them so great all season long. So they're going against some quality teams. There's no cakewalk into the conference finals, but I think I felt like if Harden and George Paul and Paul George were not right, and Paul has kind of been up and down and Harden has been pretty consistent, but they're not getting a ton from anybody else, that the Mavs would be in good position. And sure enough, they are, and I think now the confidence is at an all-time high, and Luka's only going to get better with that knee, and again, didn't show any effects we saw, you know, with courtside last night. I think they're ready to roll. I really do. I wish Hardaway were ready. He got injured the other day in a 5-on-5 practice and kind of went backwards in his getting back from that ankle. If they had Hardaway, I'd feel a heck of a lot better, just because off the bench, as we know, he can really have an impact.
You know, Kevin, when we look at you talk about Luka Doncic and how he didn't look limited by the injury or anything else. When you've sat in these production meetings with Jason Kidd or Luka Doncic and you hear them, did you get any sense throughout this series so far? Was there any sense of pressing to you from the Mavericks? Like they're aware of what the Clippers have been to them historically and how they're still looking to get over that hump? Because that felt like early on, at least, like there may have been a little bit of pressing from Luka, I know, in game one, maybe in game two as well, where it's just like he's aware of this hump he needs to get over with the Clippers.
Well, I think you're always aware of that as an athlete. You know, he's had his best season. This is sixth season. He's had his best year. He's in the conversation clearly for the MVP. I don't know that he'll get by Gilgeous Alexander or Jokic, but he's right in there in that conversation. And the difference in any other year would be, you know, I think, you know, it'd be Doncic's year. And who knows, it may be closer than we think. But I think he's got such confidence in all parts of his game. When maybe any of us would consider him pressing, it's really him just trying to, you know, they're crowding him clearly. Every time he gets the ball, there's a crowd around him. They're trying to limit, you know, the way he can maneuver. But when they get rolling and they move with speed and their pace is terrific, they're a top 10 pace team. And again, Kidd just said, he said, the number one thing is we just got to play fast. We've got to play fast. And they did, and the Clippers couldn't handle it. I don't know how some of these other younger teams would if they would, you know, continue on. That would be a pretty good chore. But every series is different, and every team's makeup is different, and the way you would attack them is always going to vary from team to team and series to series. And that's what will be interesting here in the next series. If they do go against – if they do win it and go against the Thunder, they'll have, you know, a team that is different than the way the Clippers are put together. Clippers' pace, I think, is 20th. It's in the lower third of the league, so they play a slower game. And that might be by virtue of Harden and the way he wants to go, although he'll run with anybody. But I think they kind of like to set things up a little bit more. So how the Mavs respond to that will be interesting. And there may be some of that in the back of your mind. We've got to get by this team, which is a team we've, you know, had been familiar with in the postseason. But I don't think much bothers Doncic. I got to be honest. We don't meet with him, by the way, just to be clear. You know, we don't. But, you know, Jason gives us some pretty good insight into the team. And I just don't sense that they blink very often, quite frankly. Going back to the trade, the way they finished – And the way that Irving and Doncic have played, and Kyrie is just, I think he's an amazing player, and more so now than ever before. I think his compass is in the right direction. I just think there's just, like, everything about him right now on and off the floor just seems very comfortable and a good fit, and that he was going to make it fit regardless with this chance to play with Doncic. And I think he respects Kidd. He grew up in New Jersey. He idolized Kidd growing up. I mean, that was his guy. And the New Jersey Nets were good at that time, and he followed him, and he's a fan. So I think there's just a lot there that's at play that builds into the kind of team that they are.
You are the man. Thank you for waking up with us. Continue to be the legend you are. We can't wait to keep watching with the playoffs. Thank you,
Thank
Kevin.
You guys. Always fun. Take care. Thank you.
Great. Kevin Harlan, TNT on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Don't get your Zeke jerseys back out just yet. Below the Belt is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.